Roxana Tiron joins us. She's a Bloomberg government senior defense reporter. Roxana, there's been, we now have some leadership in the House, so presumably some legislation can get moving. One of the things that needs to be addressed is to what extent does the American government fund the conflicts in both Israel and Ukraine? What's the latest there, Roxana?
Morning. Thanks for having me. So the House, with its new speaker, has put forth a supplemental funding bill just for Israel. It's a $14.3 billion supplemental bill that looks to basically offset the costs, which is rare with emergency funding, by reducing funding from the IRS. The bill is basically just the opening shot. House Republicans do not want to pair Israel funding with Ukraine funding. There's a lot of skepticism in the House about funding, sending more money to Ukraine. When the president sent out his supplemental request to Congress, it was $106 billion that included $60 billion for Ukraine. That is still up in the air, and you will start seeing a lot of sort of Republican rifts, because in the Senate, you have some people who right. also don't want to include Ukraine funding with Israel funding as well.
What's in the defense bill? Is it wages and salaries? Is it, like, I'm just thinking cartridges, ammunition? Is it missiles? I mean, yes. do you have any view of what it is, or is it a mystery?
No, it's not a mystery, in fact. And if you're talking about both the supplemental request and the bill that the House put forth, it's funding munitions. It's funding basically bullets and rockets. It's funding replenishment for the U.S. industry that's putting out these munitions. It's funding Iron Dome. It's funding David Sling. It's funding Iron Beam, which is a sort of a laser-based
rocket. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt, Roxana, but I think this is important. Are there people inside the Beltway who have decided we don't want to fund Iron Dome, just as one example?
No, they're not. There's no one there who decided that we shouldn't fund Iron Dome. And we have been, by the way, we have been funding Iron Dome for years now.
All right, so Roxana, I guess one of the key issues is what actually is included in whatever legislation gets passed, i.e. Ukraine, i.e. border security as well. Mm-hmm. When will this be resolved? I mean, because you could argue, if you talk to the folks in Israel and Ukraine, they need this stuff now.
Exactly. And we still have some stocks, weapon stocks that we send specifically to Ukraine and to Israel. So that hasn't stopped yet. However, I think it's not going to be a fast process, because you're seeing now there's some significant rifts in the Senate where the Democrats obviously want to package all of it together, where some Republicans have said that they cannot support Ukraine and Israel funding together. But you have the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, making a very, very strong point for Ukraine funding and for these two to go together. So I think it's still, there's still a lot to be solved. And actually, right. as we speak, the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State are testifying before right. Congress on this very supplemental and the needs that are there.
Roxana, one final question. Just, and I don't need like specifics, but from where you sit with your expertise, are the ships that we have in the Eastern Mediterranean, are they fully staffed? Are they understaffed? Are they up to what I guess I call the complement?
They are. They definitely are. They're full, strike groups. So and carrier groups. So I don't think there is no issue there in terms of personnel.
Roxana, thank you for the brief. Roxana Tiron, one of the toughest jobs we have.